2022. The official release date and official pre-release trailer of Died Suddenly today. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. I cannot believe what we are seeing on film. This will absolutely blow your minds today.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
We need more rope. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, October 26, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, now in Denmark, they're actually telling people under 60 that they should not be getting COVID shots at all. In most of the world, they're rapidly rolling back how much emphasis they're putting on these shots. They know what's coming. In Florida, Surgeon General Ladapo's research found that young men had an 84% increased risk of heart failure 1 month after an mRNA shot. So he recommended against them. But in Blue America, it's full steam ahead with this shot obsession. Last week, the CDC added these COVID shots and all of their boosters to the vaccine schedule for children. In cities and states across this country, that recommendation is going to be used to mandate these shots for all public school kids. We're not beating around the bush here. Children will die because of this. COVID never posed any threat to healthy children at all. It's literally one of the first things that we learned about 2.5 years ago. When these shots rolled out, they told us that they would stop the spread. But that's not true either. We know what this is. So these shots don't stop the spread of anything. And they don't protect kids. Instead, they just cause myocarditis and clotting and God knows what other problems. It's literally 100% downside for kids. But they're pushing them anyways. This isn't medicine. This is mass insanity. This is mass murder. Dr. Wade Hamilton is a medical doctor from Lewiston, Maine. He's practiced for more than 20 years. Dr. Hamilton's specialty happens to be pediatric cardiology. That is, he treats heart problems in children. If any person on the planet has the knowledge needed to evaluate what the COVID shots are doing to young people, it's him. And it would be good to have him practicing right now. But Dr. Hamilton isn't. Because last December, the Maine Board of Medicine targeted him for speaking out against COVID shots. So now, people like the Maine Board of Medicine are about to bring a hideous calamity down onto this nation's children. Dr. Hamilton joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
So you lost your license because you stated the obvious. Is that right?
Well, it's actually a little more complicated than that, but I actually still have a license, but because of various things that the board has done, I'm not able to actually work. And I'm in a battle with the board, but that's a long story getting longer.
Yeah. What's the use of having a license if they're not going to allow you to save the lives of the patients that you got into the business of protecting, which is young children, correct? So you're in pediatric cardiology. You know better than anybody else how these shots are affecting children. You're not allowed to say it in Maine. You are allowed to say it here. So why don't you tell us?
Well, as far as the myocarditis aspect is concerned, most of the time people have symptoms, which leads to the diagnosis of myocarditis. So if they don't have symptoms such as chest pain or passing out or sudden death, then the diagnosis may not be suspected and hence not made. So the fact that they are currently seeing less, quote, myocarditis in the younger kids than they did, say, in the teenagers is not very reassuring to me, because the complaints range, you know, by age. When someone comes to your office, like a teenager boy, for example, they work their hearts much harder playing sports or whatever, and they're more likely to have chest pain or symptoms, whereas, you know, a toddler, not so much. They cry and you know, they're not likely to necessarily be complaining. So the myocarditis aspect of it, it can be missed in a younger child. So I don't know how that's going to turn out, but anyone who has myocarditis is definitely had a heart insult, which isn't generally going to be totally gone away. Now, whether it will manifest itself as within death in 5 years, as some have claimed, I have no idea, because this is a very specific situation. But I would it's not going to leave someone with a normal heart if they've had an actual case of myocarditis. So their heart has been damaged and is going to continue to have damage. Now, in addition to the muscle, which is the myocardium, in addition to that damage, there's a reasonably good possibility that the arteries that supply blood to the heart may become narrowed because of the shock, which as we've seen, by you know, that the morticians have shown these long, slender, clear colored strands, which, you know, can get on the endothelium of the vessels and then kind of block the flow, not only there but anywhere. So in general, it's been shown that, say, compared to a year or two before, the athletes that have had the shot, their athletic performance is significantly diminished. In other words, their times, how far they jumped, how high they jumped, things like that. There's been a couple of reports. They're not a lot of people, but these have been done by people, 20 to 40 students that have, you know, some of the, for example, the young men are no longer even winning their races where they were, you know, way ahead in the state. And so there's quite a difference there. And that may be based on the fact that the vessels are narrowed and there's not enough blood flow to the muscles as opposed to previously.
So you've been working in pediatric cardiology for more than 20 years. Dr. Hamilton, have you ever diagnosed a young person with a heart issue and then told them it's probably because they take too many cold showers or play too many video games?
No.
That's what we're being told to believe by the press right now. I'm sure that you've seen the articles all over the place as they try to hide away the damage that these shots are doing all over the place. In your 20 plus years of practicing as a cardiologist in the pediatric age group, have you ever seen more cases of heart problems than you have in the last year and a half?
Well, part of it depends on where you are, because if you're in a big city in a tertiary care center, which I was for many years, then I would, you know, when I was in Boston or Chicago, you know, in the ICU, I would see, you know, referral net was millions of people. So I would, you know, was taking care of people who had myocarditis. As far as being in a more rural state like Pennsylvania, you know, it happens, but I wouldn't say that I'm not a good person to have a basis for it. I would need a wider range of expertise, that's people who have, you know, kept track of this, which I have not.
Well, I appreciate your forthcomingness on that. I mean, obviously, we want to collect the real data. What are your major concerns about these shots? Is there such a thing as a mild case of myocarditis?
Well, it may be clinically mild when you initially encounter it. The ones who go on to need heart transplant generally are the ones with a severe presentation. They end up, you know, with severe chest pain, and the echocardiogram shows poor heart function, indicating that the myocardium is quite involved, and they're short of breath. They may be on a ventilator, and they require inotropic support, you know, IV drugs to keep their blood pressure up and their cardiac output up, and they may squeak by with a fulminant case of myocarditis. But if that's the case, they are in the group that will need a transplant down the road, or may die. So as far as the milder cases, you know, that's just one of those things. Generally the diagnosis is based on tests that we don't routinely do. You don't necessarily get an MRI in everyone with chest pain. You don't do a myocardial biopsy on everyone, you know, with chest pain. So if it's a mild case, we might not know for years that it even existed until the person shows up later with problems. Now, the EKG may show some minor abnormalities, but that if it did, or if there was a leak of enzymes into the blood, then I would say that's not mild. That's actually significant.
What got you, just curiosity here, what got you in hot water? What did you say that Maine health officials decided was outside of the COVID narrative and you weren't allowed to say?
Well, it was two situations. I'm not sure how much I can talk about them.
Well, because I mean, you seem to be very reserved. I mean, you're not saying anything conspiratorial here in nature. You're not saying anything that's radical or hyperbolic in nature. I mean, you seem to be very based in facts.
Yeah, I did say that I denigrated the vaccine. I mean, I advised my patients to not get it.
Good. This you're a hero for that.
2 years ago. That was the main thing. And then some of the, you know, people interpret things differently, but one thing is, if you've already had COVID, the official recommendations have been to go ahead and get your vaccine anyway. And that's not something that historically has been advised, and certainly not in the wake of having COVID to then get the vaccine. And that's still something that's being pushed, which I have never and continue to not agree with. So that would probably have been the source of one of the complaints. But I myself have a couple of things that perspective because of being a cardiologist about risk benefit, informed consent, and first do no harm. Those are the things that when I was initially, you know, in med school, these were important things. The informed consent has been important to me throughout my career because I do invasive procedures, cardiac casts, balloon valves, put devices in hearts, and there's a definite risk to those things, and you have to, you know, go through that in some detail. And after doing that, some people may decide they don't want it, which is very reasonable. So what's not possible now in terms of the COVID shot is to have an informed consent because there has not been enough time elapsed since it was started that we even have any good information about what might happen down the road. Generally speaking, within the vaccine arena, you know, years are required, 5 or more years. I mean, even some of the gurus of virology, Paul Offit, for example, at the at Philadelphia Children's, who is he's a professor of vaccinology, and he does not favor the COVID shot for kids.
What do you think it is, Dr. McCary? What is it? What is it with this shot? What do you think it really is? Why is this one different? Why in all of your years practicing as a doctor, you've never heard of anybody suggest that something that you have a natural immunity to, that they still would suggest that you go and get a vaccine. What do you think all of this is? I mean, all of the gaslighting, all of the lying, all of the covering up, the sanctions, the firings, the coercion, the manipulation, the propaganda. What is it about this shot, Dr. Hamilton?
Well, I mean, to jump to the last paragraph, I mean, these vaccines are, you know, part of a totalitarian invasion of our country and a plan to reduce world population.
Thank you.
And the CDC is a corrupt drug company, and their recommendations, although they used to be reliable late 1970s when I was getting out of medical school, and I used to think I wanted to maybe be at the CDC and help people everywhere. But what's happened to the CDC over the course of decades is they've been infiltrated by Big Pharma. And they have their own patents now, and they're not an agency who is out to benefit mankind in any manner.
This is not a vaccine, is it?
No, the mRNA is, in order to be a vaccine, to call this a vaccine, they had to kind of change the definition of vaccine. But no, it's not a vaccine.
Yeah, so.
And I don't have a blanket statement to make about all vaccines. Some maybe I would do, some maybe I wouldn't. But certainly ones that is against, quote, viruses are of very questionable benefit. And as far as this is concerned, not only we don't know the risk of it, it doesn't help. It doesn't prevent disease. It doesn't prevent transmission. And actually, Pfizer knew this at the beginning. They didn't even intend it to prevent transmission. They knew that it didn't, and they still didn't tell anybody that, but they put it out there. And so then all this noise about how you're doing it for your neighbor and you're doing it for other people to get the shot was all lies. It didn't prevent transmission then, and it doesn't now. And as a matter of fact, currently the people who are in the hospital and the intensive care units, 90%+ of them have had multiple vaccines. People in nursing homes that have gotten, shots, maybe 5 boosts. They're passing COVID around to each other. You're more likely to get sick and die if you've had a vaccine than if you didn't. And in children, I have some data to show that really makes it extremely concerning to me that this is being pushed. And I'm glad that in England they have stopped pushing this on children. And the data that we have, a slide or two that will show exactly why they made this choice, if it's they're available. If not, I can just tell you that there's a, you know, you're 4,000% more likely to have a problem if you've had the vaccine than, you know, if you have the vaccinated. Those vaccinated with COVID have a much higher mortality overall than children who haven't had the vaccine, haven't had the COVID shot. And it doesn't just include COVID. It's a huge number of non-COVID deaths that are induced by the shot, because it affects other organ systems. It affects your heart, but you know, it decreases your immune system. You're losing your immune system each time you get a shot. And so, you know, you're more susceptible to cancer, you're more susceptible to ordinary illnesses, less reserve. And so that's a terrible path to be on. And anyone who's only had one or two shots, it's certainly a good idea to stop getting them, as opposed to say, well, I started and may as well finish. No, each shot is progressively more dangerous and should be avoided. And one thing I do feel it's important to stand up and be a voice of dissent in this situation. I mean, you know, we've been given lies, and the mainstream media is not told the truth a lot of the time. And the organizations, the three-letter organizations, haven't told the truth a lot of the time. And so people are all frightened and confused and indifferent, thinking different things. And, you know, this mass formation psychosis that Matthias Dessen has talked about actually does happen, that people, they need to feel like there's a common enemy. And so they're going to have it be COVID, even if they know in their hearts it's not really COVID. Well, what I would like to accomplish today is to have some unanimity that it's our job to protect the children. I mean, it's biblical that, you know, to not shed innocent blood. And, you know, God has ordained us to protect the children. And that's what we need to do now. And we need to band together with that common goal. I didn't think that waiting around for what the next thing is going to be makes any sense. I think, you know, just saying no. And like, for example, here, I happen to have a few of these masks, which I was going to sort of throw away one at a time as I came on here, but I'll just throw them all away now. They're useless, and they're a symbol of the totalitarian invasion, which is occurring with the aim of reducing world population. And the second thing I wanted to mention was the fact that this is an attack on fertility. I mean, where these vaccines end up, ovaries, testes, heart, these are places where it matters. And over a long time, the sperm count's been going down. And now this vaccine ends up, of course, in the testes, causes two things. A decrease, when it's given to a little boy, his chances of having a normal testosterone later are much diminished. And his odds are he won't be able to have sperm. But, you know, it'll all work itself out. We don't know, but it's quite likely that's the case. So it's possible that children's children will not have children. And so it's really important to stop this now. As far as the women are concerned, there's a couple of mechanisms by which it's dangerous. Of course, if you're pregnant, the risk of having a miscarriage is extremely high in the first 20 weeks, maybe in the range of 60 to 80%. And of course, the infertility is a known consequence, and the mechanism by which it happens is there's a couple of possibilities. But this is not a new thing. I mean, you know, and then, you know, decades ago in Africa, they were giving the tetanus shot to women to stop neonatal tetanus to the babies. And that made a lot of sense, because there was a problem with neonatal tetanus because they were cutting the umbilical cord with dirty knives. But in addition to that, they added HCG. And so the women made antibodies to the HCG. And so then whenever they were going to be pregnant, their bodies had antibodies. And so their pregnancy, they lose their pregnancy at 14 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, because the HCG was, antibodies were preventing the HCG from, you know, starting the pregnancy hormones. And that was done with malice and forethought on purpose. And the government participated in that, as well as the World Health Organization.
And they know now. They know about all of this. These are not adverse events. These are not side effects. These are intended consequences. They know exactly what they're doing, and yet they continue to push it, which suggests only one thing can be possible, that this is an intentional mass die-off, a well-orchestrated genocide. That's what this is, isn't it, Dr. Hamilton?
It's impossible to draw any other conclusion given the information that we have now. It's just around the world, there's information in different countries that just make it so clear that, you know, they're you know, they've been doing this in, you know, we'd call them third world countries, but at any rate, now they're after the United States, and this is very well planned out. It's taken, you know, decades to unfold, and just a sort of talk about QDOT technology for a couple of minutes.
We only have about 1 minute left here together.
All right.
And, you know, we have covered this QDOT, quantum dot with Karen Kingston, a biotech analyst, extensively yesterday. She started talking about this a year ago, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there's images of self-assembling nanoparticles and circuitry and hydrogel in these things. Graphene oxide has been confirmed, when that was conspiracy theory about a year ago. I mean, these are a absolute weapon of mass destruction. I'll give you the final words, Dr. Hamilton.
Well, I agree with you. It's being done on purpose. And I do think that you know, we need to have unity with regard to protecting the children. They need protection, and the protection is not the shot. It's so clear. There's so many articles and from around the world and now in this country that just show the shot does no good and is harmful. And it's likely to affect fertility and decrease the world population by that method. And it's just something we got to stop. We just got to say no.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I know you're dealing with persecution, and I know that you're going through things in Maine. We are 100% behind you. Millions of people are 100% behind you. Dr. Hamilton, you are a hero. Thank you for standing on your feet with your shoulders rolled back and realizing what's important, and most importantly, protecting these little ones. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Of course. No, thank you. What a hero Dr. Hamilton is. As I mentioned at the top of the show, today is the day. You will see the official pre-release trailer of Died Suddenly, the documentary of our generation, which should be seen by more people than viewed the Titanic. Plus, the official release date will be announced today on The Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
I have never been more focused, had more clarity, been more creative, or been more driven than since I've started using these nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia. I can give you a personal testimony, a straight up personal endorsement, real life experience, and plus the new Collagenius Genius product. We've heard about collagen. We've heard about mushroom extracts. Focused Savagery is still my favorite. Fill out the questionnaire and get a custom brain supplement package for yourself. They're non-addictive, totally safe, 100% legal. You'll learn a lot about yourself. Bust through distractions, the light switch for your brain. Be clear all the way through the day. Process information. All of the fragments become one narrow superhighway. You'll absolutely love it. Go to Nootopia.com/stew. Seriously, try it yourself right now. Nootopia.com/stew. People die young. People die unexpectedly. But everybody can acknowledge that times today are different. Coming up next, the official pre-release trailer for Died Suddenly. That film coming in November. We will be joined by the award-winning documentarians Matthew Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser coming up after the Stu Crew favorite Ask Dr. Jane, which is brought to you by MyPillow. Dr. Jane joins us now. Go to MyPillow.com. Hey, I have my own URL, okay? MyPillow.com/Stu. You go there, and then you use promo code Stu, and the discounts just abound. You won't believe. It'll be mind-blowing. It'll be like an earthquake just shattered your cranium, the amount of discounts that you get. The holidays are coming up. I know that both my boys have birthdays coming up, plus we have the Christmas holiday coming up as well. You know, people are already out there shopping, get the huge discounts on my slippers and everything else. The flannel sheets, for those of you that live like me, like crazy people. I don't know why I live in this climate, Dr. Jane. You know, I guess it's just part of a thing. I guess I just really like being miserable. And so, you know, I endure with the frozen tundra for, you know, 5 months out of every year. But, you know, I do like the season change. I got bored when I was living in Florida. It was just constant.
For 2 minutes.
You know, yeah, for 2 minutes, exactly. All right, so let's go to Ask Dr. Jane. By the way, if you have a question for Dr. Jane, the medical contributor on Across the Stu Peters Network, find her in Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. The first one comes from Trump Girl. I wonder if she's still Trump Girl after all the shot shilling and endorsing and sponsoring and pushing and advertising. Hello, Dr. Jane. My husband had an extensive spinal surgery in June of 22. They had to give him 2 blood transfusions during the 10-hour surgery. Is there anything we can do to make sure that his blood is okay? He is unvaccinated. He's a pure blood. I added that at the end.
Well, the interesting part is, you know, it's a crapshoot right now. The Red Cross, the American Red Cross, does not screen blood at all for jabbed versus non-jabbed, and very few, they screen for very few other things too. Your husband could have gotten a blood transfusion or 2 from someone who was unjabbed, but you don't really know because they won't divulge that information. If he did, the only way you're going to know is if he starts to have symptoms that maybe connect to some of the other reports we're having. We'll just have to see, and we wish him all the best.
I think it's a load of crap, and it's criminal that they don't disclose whether or not you're getting that blood from somebody who is injected with this bioweapon that contains these encapsulated lipid nanoparticles.
Lipid nanoparticles,
self-assembling circuitry. I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah.
We're not crazy. We have shown the actual slides and videos, and if you out there are going, I'm looking at this. I just don't really know if I can believe. It's right before your eyes.
You know, Stu, the American Red Cross is the government. It's the American government. It's part of the cabal now.
Pfizer and Moderna, Big Pharma, and their end investors are the new world government. Elsie Klein, if I as an adult have symptoms from being around vax family members, what is it doing to the little ones that are exposed? We know what God and Jesus said about these little ones.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And we worry because they are smaller. They have greater, less surface area, rather. They will take in more. Their body's immune systems are not 100% developed yet. It's a concern. And I think you should think about it in terms of freshly boosted and injected people to wait a few months before you expose your child to them. If it's a teacher, I mean, all bets are off. I think everybody should be homeschooling, and they should be pooling their resources with other parents in the neighborhood so that you can all get to work and do what you have to do, but support each other in the homeschooling. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to get more dangerous letting your kids go to school, private or public.
I don't know how we knew. You know, I mean, there's a select group of people that just knew right away from the beginning, you know, but there are a lot of people who were just like sheep. They were led to the slaughter because they trusted, you know, our healthcare system. They trusted big pharmaceutical companies. They trusted the media, the press, the news. And they wanted to protect themselves and, more importantly, protect others. They went and got it. And so it's really sad. It pisses me off. But I just want to say something while we're here. For those of you that knew, for those of you that made it, for those of us that endured and still endure everything that we have gone through to remain pure-blooded, pat yourself on the back.
It wasn't easy.
Because we made it. And not one of us, not a single one of us regrets not taking it. Vivian, Dr. Jane, do you think it's safe to go to a loved one's funeral who just had their fourth or fifth booster? Does the shedding stop when they die?
Well, the answer to your first question is, in my opinion, remember, this is my opinion you're asking, absolutely not. I know that sounds terrible. What do? I pay my last respects. Find a different way to pay your last respects. The person's gone. Okay, that's just their form, their shell. They're with God now. Find a different way.
Hopefully.
I think it's incredibly dangerous. They're in closed areas. Many of those people will be jabbed. I'm very concerned about it, and I think you should be concerned. And to your second part of your question, I do not believe that the shedding or the material ends when they die.
Yeah, because
Why?
It's
Two reasons.
Biosynthetic, right?
Well, because of the evidence. Mr. Hirschman has said over and over again, these grow in his lab refrigerators over days. We now know that my latest embalmer breaking story from Monday's show is that embalmers are getting sick with certain patients. So I think they're changing the formula up. These boosters are stronger. And so these are cadavers, and the embalmers are getting sick when they pull the white clots out of these jabbed cadavers.
Dr. Jane,
right? Not every one of them.
People going to cemeteries and getting Bluetooth signals from fresh graves. I mean, this is not a joke. This is
serious. You're right. So all these pieces, to me, I wouldn't go near a funeral parlor.
Question for Ask Dr. Jane is submitted by Anonymous. Dr. Jane, how can the average person know if they've been affected by whatever the vaxxed are shedding? All of my friends are vaxxed. I've hugged them. I've ate their food. How would we know?
You're not going to know to the extent that you are. You can assume that you are exposed. How your body handles it, how much you got, and how it's being dissipated. Remember, pharmacokinetics. How does the body absorb something? Where does it concentrate it? How does it get rid of it? It's always a dynamic process. So everyone's different, and it depends on what and how much you've been exposed to. It's just such a wide open area, Stu, with a lot of factors that are unknown.
I will say that I personally, my experience is that I know right away. When I travel and I'm on an aircraft, in the airport, you were there. Actually, you and Lauren Witzke came to pick me up from the airport when I was there for the Laura Loomer event in the Villages.
Yes.
And you remember how sick I was. I had to lay down before I could go be amongst the people. And I'm not some, I have a significantly high tolerance for pain. I'm just a hardworking guy. I grin and bear it no matter what. I mean,
yeah,
I was really, really freaking sick that day, and my symptoms are always the same. I get like this hangover type headache, you know, like I had five bottles of wine
last
night.
Funny stomach. Right.
Yeah.
I myself spent a few hours at my local, I won't name the name of the company because it's not fair to them, but my mobile, you know, provider for about 2 or 3 hours. The majority of people in there were elderly and a lot of people with masks. So you know they're jabbed, right?
Of course.
And I didn't even think about it. And after about an hour, I got really, really sick and had to leave and then come home and take my supplements. You know,
yeah, and I know that we're not alone. Millions of people viewing this program or listening on the radio or podcast,
they are
experiencing the same thing because they write to us all the time. And hey, listen, you're feeling
and,
it.
And Stu, tonight's Dr. Jane Ruby show is focusing on that. The extra potency in these bivalent shots, and God knows what else is in them, because people are getting sicker and shedding is getting more intense.
Bivalent means two mRNAs. Multivalent means multiple mRNAs, if they're telling us the truth. John Cunzaro says, any new findings about if it's safe to have sex with jabbed if you're unjabbed? Finding real pure bloods is a real struggle right now.
Yeah, there is no news on the findings.
John is on a dry spell.
I will tell you this, it's a serious concern, and you better keep your instincts in check. I'm going to tell you why, because we know from the Pfizer documents that the whatever is transferred, in their words, by respiration and inhalation and skin-to-skin contact, you're going to get both when you're intimate with someone. And until we know more, I would be super careful.
Yeah. Just deal. Anyways, all right. So
sorry.
If you have questions for Dr. Jane that you would like answered here on the Stu Peters Show, make sure that you hit her up in her Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. It's all powered by the great patriot, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Coming up next, Dr. Jane, we are going to be releasing the official pre-release trailer for the film Died Suddenly. You agree? This is hitting people's doorsteps right now. The
Absolutely.
Timing could not be better. Do you agree, Dr. Jane?
More than ever, and it's going to get worse, too.
Those award-winning documentarians that are with the Stu Peters Network now, Matthew Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser, join us next. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues on the other side. Stay put. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Millions, tens of millions, hundreds even, potentially billions of people around the world are using CBD because everybody understands the benefits of using a natural treatment for ailments like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, things like that. Maybe you just stubbed your toe. I don't know. But it really helps with pain, helps me with pain all the time. And I don't like that greasy cream that a lot of the CBD companies offer. So from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, Curable.com, I have the cooling roll-on right here. I also have the dry spray. This stuff just takes the pain from about a 9 to a 0. Seriously, immediately gone. I have a high pain tolerance, but who likes pain? But did you know that with CBD from Curable, people are actually reporting the positive benefits, the results, who have really serious diagnoses like Parkinson's disease. Go look it up. Go look it up. These people's testimonials are unbelievable. Kids with ADHD. Nobody loves anybody more than they love their children. And who wants them to suffer? If they have a real diagnosis, rather than filling their brains with neurotoxins and shoving pills down their throat and enriching Big Pharma while you kill off your own kids, try CBD. Just try it. Plus, why do I use Curable? Well, I know where it comes from. It comes from right here in my home state of Minnesota, where all of the hemp is sourced. Plus, it's a family-owned business, and you will want to do business with them for those reasons. And also, because when you throw my name around, when you use promo code STU at Curable.com, you get 20% off site-wide. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, my family-owned and trusted Minnesota-sourced hemp dealers. Curable.com, promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. Welcome back. So here we go. You've seen the news stories. You've seen the articles on Telegram. You've seen the videos posted to Rumble. You've seen the blurbs and obituaries in your local newspaper. You've heard about all of this on this show. Young and healthy people dropping dead out of the blue. Heart attacks just out of the blue while sitting in their car or going for a swim. Or playing a soccer game. Sure, people die young and people die unexpectedly. But people all over are noticing things are not like they were before. This is happening more often, a lot more often. The rare exceptions aren't so rare anymore. And the media and the press and the medical industrial complex and the intelligence community, they've tried to conceal this. They've tried to make it look like freak incidents and no big deal. But the lies are crumbling, and the Stu Peters Network is going to lead the way. Coming out in just a few weeks, our third exclusive documentary feature, Died Suddenly. And tonight, we're proud to present our brand new pre-release trailer for that film. Take a look.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated, And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
Said to Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.
Matthew Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser are the award-winning documentarians that work here at the Stu Peters Network. They are the directors of Died Suddenly. They've seen and learned a lot while on the road making this film. Countless horror stories and more whistleblowers coming forward by the day still. And they join us now. Man, I feel pissed off and angry when I watch that. Those kids. You've talked to all these people. Who are they and what are your feelings?
Well, look, you have the right, and that's the natural emotion to have. That's what we have daily. This is not hyperbolic. This is not a trailer to be sensational. The reason why we're so graphic with it is because the mainstream media is hiding this from every single person. That we could have showed an hour worth of people dying on camera. This is how real it is, people. This is happening. And then the doctors we talk to are saying unbelievable numbers to us of the death. Share what Dr. Thorpe shared with us.
The whistleblower that we've recently heard from was explaining that there were 22 fetal demises in August. In September, by the 8th day of September, they had had 7. And it was on track to be increasing to roughly one per day or one every other day. For some perspective for the audience, there was usually about 5 or 6 per year. And now we're having about one per day, which is a 40 sigma increase in fetal demises alone. And a sigma is a standard deviation, deviating away from the mean, the normal. You can't comprehend what that is. That's larger than a world war.
But they don't even have it on a scale, the insurance companies. Like, we're dealing with a mass kill off of people who are alive, but we're not even talking about the infertility that this is causing, the stillbirths. To say anything other than this is evil, you're just, you don't want to know the truth.
Yeah,
what it is.
Basically a plot of a Marvel film, except for it's real. And it's, unfortunately, from the data that we're seeing and the doctors we're speaking with, it's actually just getting started. It's not, we haven't actually hit the apex of frequency and severity of what's occurring. I'm estimating that within 5 years, we'll have seen the apex, and within 10 to 15 years, we'll sort of see the long-term fertility and population effects of this.
And another thing, Stu, is when we spoke with Dr. Cole and Teresa Long, it's not just the dying instantly of heart attacks, it's cancers, it's 1,200 other diseases. We allowed pharmaceutical companies, bureaucrats, to inject free-willing people, maybe psyoped, brainwashed people, because the media pumped all that garbage in their eyes of fake COVID deaths, to mass exterminate the human race.
Themselves. To do it to themselves.
Yeah.
To march their kids to the front of the line for this thing. To stand down while the CDC adds this to the vaccine childhood schedule. So that public schools can mandate this before your kids can get an education or an indoctrination about the importance of transgenderism.
I cannot believe and wrap my head around it. What I totally can, knowing what we do for a living, that we understand the power of the media. We're in it. We understand what it does. That's why we're trying to counter it the best that we can with your program daily, speaking to experts, with us, what we do in our films. We have to push back to this brainwashing that's happening to the world. It's all we can do. But it's almost like screaming out to that hurricane to get back. You know, we're going to have to go through this storm, unfortunately. But I just don't know, Stu. I don't know unless people wake up and start joining together and start coming up with plans how to stop this systematic kill off of our fellow brothers and sisters.
Steve Kirsch said, people don't want to know what's in these things. We do. We've been digging into what's in these things now for a year and a half. The more we find out about what's in these things, the easier it is for the fake press, the enemy of the people, the liars, the criminal media, the press, to discredit us and make us sound like we are crazy nuts, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, you know, anti-vaxxer radicals, because what actually is in these things is so evil and so diabolical. And the proof is right there. They're doing it right out in the wide open, in the broad daylight, because it is so unbelievable that people can't wrap their heads around it. People don't believe it. It could be right in front of their eyes. People that people know, their neighbors, their loved ones, their church congregation, the lady at the supermarket, these people are dying. 5 to 10 was the national average of professional athletes collapsing or dying on the field of play. Never more than 10. In the last fiscal year, it's been 1,000.
Well, look, Hank Aaron died 2 weeks after the initial rollout of it, and we applauded his bravery.
Yeah. 2 weeks prior, he's on Fox getting the shot, and everyone's, wow, what a national hero. 2 weeks later, he dies and nobody wants to talk about it. I fully agree with you, Stu. I was having this conversation with somebody who was rather skeptical about conspiracy theories. And they said that, well, if any of these things were true, no matter what it was, that it would just kind of come out. And I said, this is where you're incorrect about the nature of truth. It's not that it's unavailable. It's that it doesn't have the impact. All of what we're presenting to people, not all of it, because we did do some hands-on things in this film that no one has done before and that you're not going to see in the real Anthony Fauci or any of these other documentaries that are coming out. But it's not as if the information didn't exist or that it was somehow behind a paywall or in the vault at the Library of Congress. What it really means is that until somebody does the homework, until somebody synthesizes this and puts it together from start to finish with the history of what these people believe all the way to present day, it doesn't click in your head.
Or you think, it gets lost in all the other news and stuff.
Which is intentional, but it doesn't click in their head because people can't appreciate the context that there truly is evil in this world and that there are people who desire evil. They desire the worst possible outcome for a large number of people. And that's antithetical. And this is something Teresa said that you'll see in the film. We've been greedy, right? We've been lustful. We've been angry. We may have been hateful and wanted other people to die. But how many of us have been truly evil to the scale of willing this kind of destruction on the planet? No one. No one can. You haven't talked to somebody who's like that.
Well, we've done it. We've put it together. You have worked hard. You have put it together. It is coming. Nobody's going to be able to deny it. More people, I predict, will view this film than viewed the Titanic. I really believe that. Can I announce the date?
Yeah, go for it.
November 21st, 2022. Monday, November 21st, 2022, exclusively on the Stu Peters Network, Died Suddenly, directed by these award-winning documentarians and modern-day heroes, angels sent from God. Seriously, the two of you, I'm so appreciative. I'm so humbled and so grateful that you are on this team. Matt Scow, Nicholas Stumphauser, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
Thanks, pleasure. Stu.
All right, and I want to be perfectly clear about something. Unlike many other platforms, this is not some grift that will be behind a paywall. No, this is absolutely free. You don't have to buy a supplement or a product or pay for a subscription to view Died Suddenly. Absolutely free at the Stu Peters Network, exclusively streaming at stupeters.com. November 21st. Make digital copies of it. Bootleg it. Put it in people's mailboxes. Send it out to your massive email lists. Billions of people need to see Died Suddenly.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Stu Crew, we have a grip on the reality of the diabolical and cynical evil that surrounds us. They're stealing our individual liberty. They're stealing our freedom. They are stealing our kids. They are stealing our lives. Of course, they will steal your money. Just like we predicted what's happening now with the quietest genocide of biblical proportion that we have ever seen. We've been predicting this here for almost 2 years now. And I'm serious about the financial reset that I am predicting. The electronic banking system reset to zero. Everybody goes back to zero. Checking account, savings account, 401k, IRA, retirement account, investment account, zero. Protect yourself now, please. I'm begging you. Call my friends at Goldco. Just ask them the questions. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Goldco is helping to protect against these criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, forever war funding, funding our own demise, criminal government theft, and protect you from the financial reset that's inevitably coming in our prediction. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. You know, I'm just going to get right into this. Carlos Cortez is here, and I got to get something off my chest, off my heart. I think we have to go back to the basics here and doing business with the people that have like-minded values and share the same faith as you. If we are going to walk away from a paradigm of evil like we have never seen before And if we are going to have a parallel society where Christian, God-fearing patriots can do business with one another, when you're talking about something like your money specifically, how important is it that somebody invests with somebody who shares the same core values?
It's huge, Stu. I mean, to the point of like your money, you are responsible of the stewardness of your money. And God will never question how much money you've made. He'll only question what character it took to make that money. We bring that same principle here. And more importantly, we have a patriotic new economy. Like even Candace Owens says that they're starting a new bank just for conservatives because they're canceling out people that are speaking out on truth. They're canceling out their bank accounts. And so we've seen this for years now, and we want to make sure that you're not investing in Luciferian ways. And so that's what we do here at Cortez Wealth Management through our America First retirement planning process. And I'm proud to offer advice to God-fearing patriots.
Yeah, advice that is free, advice that is sound, and advice that is like-minded. So important. This is your money, your financial future that we're talking about. So please book that free, no obligation, one-on-one consult with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We are out of time for today. More here, same time, same place tomorrow as the Stu Peters Show continues. God bless.